And we're live. And we're drinking because Dirt normally tells us that we're live, and Dirt said we're live and was caught mid-pause. So we will start the Waffle Mafia podcast off with a little pause for the cause. We got no shirt and tie tonight. We're kind of bringing things down and having a little bit more relaxed tonight. Just wasn't putting the shirt back on with the tie. Just wasn't happening today. So pause for the cause. Let's get that underway, and then we will get this podcast on the play. And there it is, friends. We're going to get a little drink of lager in. So what we're going to talk about tonight, of course, Waffle Mafia podcast. I missed you guys last week. Didn't get to come talk to you last week. Got a little bit tied up with work, and work gets a little bit crazy sometimes, especially here lately. It's been kind of wild. It's had, with the Waffle Mafia, it's had Lucky Legends. My shipping's been a little bit slower than what it normally is over the past little bit. We got that up and running, so finally getting back in the swing of things moving normally like they do or like they always have since we've been doing this thing. So big shout out to everybody who made it out for the live chat. I appreciate you guys jumping in. Of course, you guys know how that works. You're going to get a freebie on the spin tomorrow night for Thirsty Thursday. So for the folks who are joining us, if this is your first Waffle Mafia podcast, who is the Waffle Mafia? Who are we? What do we do? We are Lucky Legends. We are Lord of Destruction's Waffles, and we are the most powerful waffles, and we got our brother from another mother at La Wheel. So if any of those sites you guys haven't checked those out, please do. Please come hang out with us. Be a part of the Waffle Mafia. We got big things coming up. We got big plans coming here soon. We're going to have Waffle Con coming soon, and I'll have Mr. Eric Glenn on to talk about that again as we get a little bit closer. So he'll come in, give us a little update. Mr. E-Daddy, E-Deadly, will get in and kind of tell you guys what's going on with WaffleCon. So, of course, that's going to be in conjunction with Lexington Comic Con so that we can all get together and have some lagers and hang out and do some of the things. And we'll do a little pause for the cause together for the first time ever. Let's see who all we got in the chat here. We got Stevie Alphabet, Mr. Cullen, Cullen Culp, first time he's multitasking, kid watching 2000X. That's awesome, dude. What up, Dutchie? What's going on, buddy? It is Casual Wednesday, so for the Waffle Mafia podcast tonight, we're going to get it down a little greasy and bring it down a notch. So the theme for tonight, Steve, is literature, and it is really just more about literature, and I was trying to come up with a creative way to put the Waffle Mafia podcast logo with books, and it just wasn't really working out. So what we took is we took the cover of the Dark Horse hardcover mini comic collection with He-Man on the cover holding up Beast Man, of course, some of that iconic artwork, and used that underneath the Waffle Mafia podcast. So He-Man's kind of holding that up tonight, some of that literature. So that's the theme for tonight. We're going to talk about literature for a little bit. Of course, normally whatever we talk about that sort of plays into what waffles we do for the upcoming week, sometimes I hit it for Thursday, sometimes I hit it for Saturday, but whatever we do for Thursday night, anybody who's in the chat or who comes and participates as a part of the chat, you get a free spot tomorrow night for Thirsty Thursday at Lucky Legends. And if you guys have never been a part of Thursday night at Lucky Legends, we miss you. Please come hang out. We like it when tons of people come hang out. We have a big party and we hang out together and we drink a few of these. We normally hurt on Friday and that's okay. So for the guys who, for anybody who's listening to this later via Podbean or through iTunes, when we're talking about these and we do these pause for the cause, that's your cue to get up on your lager, y'all, and have a sip, and we'll do that thing. And so pause for the cause, and that's what it be. We'll get another one of those down, take her to Pound Town and get it on. What up, Dougie Fresh? What's going on, my friend? We got T. Pumper is in the room. Old Wiley Cat. Let's see who else we got. Yeah, Wildcat, I'm working on it, man. It's been a little crazy road up and down with that kind of thing. I'm a used to be a wrestler, so weight is always an issue. I'm up and down, up and down. Grim Dagon, what up, my brother? JD's Plastic Paradise, what up, my friend? Appreciate all of you guys jumping in. Seriously, it's a really big deal that you guys come hang out with me. It means the world to me, especially that we get to hang out and do this thing together and celebrate this thing that we've created. So the Waffle Mafia is because of you guys, and we get to do this thing because of you guys, and all this stuff's because of you guys. Everything we do is because of you guys. We're doing WaffleCon because of you guys. We're talking literature this week because of you guys. So I really appreciate it, and I really can't say it enough. You all are my family, my extended family, and I don't even do that crap. I don't say extended family. You guys are my family. You mean the world to me, and getting to meet with you guys every week and talk He-Man and talk about something that we're passionate about, that is where it's at. So, yeah, guys, Sammy, she called it. She's in the chat. Sammy Mac says pause for the calls, and you got to follow the rules, y'all. So, get that pause and get it in for a little Wednesday night grin. So, what we do every Waffle Mafia podcast, we get together. First thing we're going to talk about is we always recap the week in waffles and what we did the previous week. So I can tell you who won those things and really who should be expecting prizes if you haven't looked at anything or you haven't seen anything on the page or people cussing you or people upset with you because you took home the Classics figure, the Classics Battle Cat, or the Classics Panther that they wanted to pick up. So Lucky Legends, always since the beginning, been synonymous with loose figures and with giving away some really crazy stuff. And that's been because of you guys. You guys jumping in and playing, that allows us to get better things to give away. And I have a lot of cool stuff coming for you guys. I still have a few more things coming with the Ultimates. I was able to pick up a couple of other pieces. So we will probably revisit that again, if not this weekend, this upcoming week. I have some other things on the way. There's been some new guys that have been added in here this past week. We've got some vintage stuff. And for the folks listening at home who don't know what Lucky Legends is or what we do, we're the Waffle Mafia. We do what we want. And besides that, we like to get hammered and have a good time and give away toys. So, of course, the Classics line is sort of what I care about the most. It's the line that I'm really into as far as collecting. Really deep in the 2000X line right now. As we got back into 2000X, we're watching that series. That stuff kind of sparked me again, and I went back and started picking up some of the 2000X stuff. So hopefully before too long, I will tire of some of it and go ahead and start getting some of that stuff to you guys too. We've got some vintage stuff, of course, that's hanging out here in the back. And then some other cool little plushy things and some things hanging out, some memorabilia. We got some magazines. Of course, Daddy loves comics. And so that was the thing tonight. We want to talk about literature. We want to talk about He-Man comics and talk about kind of the canon and how the literature plays into He-Man and how important that is in telling the story and kind of building what we have come to expect out of He-Man over the years, and then talk about some of the little things that are different. Honestly, guys, the multiverse is so huge. There is no way that I could get on here tonight in 30 minutes that we could pop off and talk about all of the things that are going on within the canon of literature. But what we can do and what we will do tonight is just kind of touch on some of those things of what they were and when they happened, and we can throw a little bit of a time stamp on it, and then that way if you guys want to start from the beginning and start working towards it and reading all the literature, then you can do that. So first of all, like I said, we're going to do the recap from this past week. So pause for the calls while we wet that whistle, y'all. Get a lot of pauses in tonight. Daddy only got 30 minutes, man. You got to pound them on down, you know what I'm saying? Mr. Coronado, you need that Procrustes. Well, that's interesting because it seems that every week somebody mentions that they may need something that's going on in the backdrop, and I'll be darned if that thing just don't get waffled off this upcoming week. You know what I'm saying? So typically, guys, anything that you all see within the videos when we go live, or even when I'm doing unboxing videos, or even when we're doing the podcast, most anything that you guys see in the background, it's going to get gone at some point or another, because I'm going to get a little wild and I'm going to have a few too many lagers, and then it's just not going to feel right, and we're going to need to spin it again and spin it again and spin it again, and we're just giving things away at that point. So I enjoy it. That's the fun of it for me. I get a little spin drunk sometimes, and then I get up the following morning and say, oh, Jesus, I'll give away everything I have and give away the whole collection. But, you know, it's okay. I get this stuff for you guys. I get it to give it to you guys. And really the biggest joy that you all give me is as us being this mafia and being this family together, seeing all of your stuff get posted on these other pages and get posted on Lucky Legends and posted on Lord of Destruction and posted on The Great Unboxing and posted, you know, I've seen a lot of our stuff hopping over on to Motu Evolution because we've kind of been running neck and neck with those guys as far as trying to help promote them some, and they've been promoting us some. So I've been trying to share and do some things over there too. So, man, it just really makes me happy to see your guys' collections growing, to see you all sharing that with your kids and with your family and even just with yourself, man. I mean, it's so awesome. I personally am a collector. I really care about what I have and, you know, what is in my personal collection. So those I keep separate. I keep off to themselves. There are a couple pieces around here that are really important pieces to me, but I kind of keep them on the desk, and it's because I play with them, guys. I mean, they're I get them out, I look at them, I, you know, pose them. It's really that's the fun of it. So sharing that with kids and being able to share that thing, I appreciate you guys sharing that to the group, because that's what it is. I have no desire to have old Pro Crusty. Well, you see, Alphabet, the reason that you're not interested in Procrustes, sir, is because he does not go into space, okay? There was no giant space helmet ever created for Procrustes to hold Denebris or any of this madness together. Primus does not need to be held together by Procrustes. So because of that, unfortunately, I know that he is not needed in your stable. So Dutchie, Filmation is the go-to. Yeah, man, that's, I mean, I love Filmation. Of course, the basis of most things is Filmation for most people with their memories. And then of course, mine just slightly different with the mini comics and the literature and that kind of stuff when I was little. So yeah, He-Man did not need to go to space. I mean, We're kind of going to touch on that, E-Daddy, because He-Man going to space is interesting in a sense that it was done for a reason, and it was actually a part of the plan all along, and that's kind of crazy, because to think that when we started this story or this line about a barbarian, there was a plan to have him in space. So that's kind of an interesting factoid, something that I ran across while I was researching some of this stuff for you guys to talk about tonight. And again, I don't know everything, guys. I don't know. I have drank away half of what I know, but the truth is, I love this stuff and I bury myself in it so that I can share that love with you guys. And so you guys know, what all's going on, but don't, you know, when there's something crazy, I say, don't take it, you know, who knows, just, research it yourself. If you think it sounds crazy, it could be. You never know. But most of the time, old dad's done his homework and we figured out what we're talking about. So we're at the halfway point. We're at the 15-minute mark. We're halfway in. Let's have a little pause for the calls and then we'll talk about those spins. Here's what it is and here's what it be. I had to go to space. The Horde's all over the universe. I agree, man. You can't fight the Horde, the intergalactic epidemic of the Horde. You can't fight them just from Eternia, man. I mean, you can't. You got to get a spaceship. You should name it after your planet. Great idea. So here's what it is. So this week we were on this cat creature thing. So we did a Firsty Thursday. So Thursday this week, this is our weekly waffle wrap up. Firsty Thursday, we had Panthor went to Video Monroe. Oh, Monroe Ho has went out to him. Alcala Skelly, that went over to Scotty Guns. So we did an Alcala Skelly, very cool Alcala head, you know, all that good business. Of course, these are classics, classics figures. We did a mini comic, the Homecoming mini comics. It's the new classics mini comics. So some of those were packaged and done by Dark Horse Comics. And Wiley Cat got one of those. So Mr. Wiley Cat, that also going out. I actually hated NA till I started trolling. That's hilarious because all along I've known that Alphabet was trolling this with NA, and that, you know, he actually even messaged me and said, man, hey, you know, I hope you don't mind that I'm kind of ragging everybody and giving everybody a hard time about NA and just kind of, you know, whatever. But this is what happens, Steve. You immerse yourself in something, sir, and it becomes a part of you. So, you know, it, just like that techno virus growing in old Hebrew, you've got it for the space cats, yo. Now, some of them, I agree, man. I like some of the characters of New Adventures. They were quirky and they were different, a little strange. But, you know, wasn't the original vintage line when they came out? That's quirky and strange, man. Gimmicky at best. I mean, we've got Stinkor, we've got Moss Man, you know, this kind of thing, Buzz Off. So some of the naming scales, some I agree with, some I don't. But as far as New Adventures went, those characters do grow on you as far as the characters themselves. Unfortunately, the story I don't know, man. It's okay. I'm not going to bash it. It's a part of He-Man lore, and it's something that we grow to accept as part of He-Man, and you can like it or don't, but it's still a part of the canon. And hey, man, you know, whatever's clever, it's whatever you like. What do you want to do? Doesn't matter to me. When we get together and we all do this waffle con, brother, y'all want to talk about NA, we'll talk about NA. Y'all want to talk about pauses for causes, we'll do those until somebody's left standing. Then we'll get old Procrustes to pull the world back together, because that's probably what'll happen following morning. So my head is shattered into four different pieces, and he needs his large arms to pull me back in. So, Stevie Alphabet, wish I'd had some mini comics growing up. I didn't learn the Filmation lore until an adult when the internet came to be. And that's kind of interesting, too, because I like Optic, too, T-Pumper. I think it's interesting because the internet actually, you know, there were so much there were so many things that were disputed or kind of argued about or questioned about. And then when the internet came around, it's connected all of us collectors, and we've been able to kind of share different things. And as Mr. Etok said, as he talked about in a little documentary that he did, you know, those before the internet came around, it was kind of just like people setting up, you know, a love for masters and talking about masters at the different places that they got together, you know, at toy stores or at comic stores and that kind of thing, and discussing those things. But it really didn't gain a whole lot of steam as far as presence and really documenting the knowledge and putting down what all these things were about until the internet came about. And, of course, we had He-Man.org becoming one of the largest sites, largest He-Man site database on the internet. And, you know, it's just grown and grown. We now have the Honor and Power Foundation, or Power and Honor Foundation. So lots of very interesting things that have spawned from that. Just the fact that, you know, the internet kind of boomed those things and brought us all together a little bit easier. So me got you back into He-Man Classics. All right. Coronado is not a big fan of the 2000X figure. Classics are all right. Coronado, what's your deal? What do you actually? Aiden's in there. What's up, Aiden? Aiden loves 2000X. So, what about you, Coronado? You vintage man? Do you like vintage better? Hey, man, I'm all for vintage. I mean, I personally, vintage, of course, is where it came from for me, and you know, the mini comic artwork and that kind of thing. I just think that classics are a much cooler throwback. And sort of nod or homage to the vintage line. I mean, I guess it's, you know, it was what it was meant to be. Mattel wanted it to be reimagined and sort of you know, pumped up and juiced up by the Four Horsemen, wanted to stay true to the original toy line, but also give us some of the things we hadn't had before. So in that sense, I love classics more just because they took what we already had and they kind of expanded on it. And so we're going to talk about that real quick. Coronado has all the vintage. Cool deal. Yeah, man. Yeah, I just think that's awesome. So who else do we have? Siege of Avion was won by Coronado. Sammy Mac won our participation. You know, once a month we're going to do this participation thing where we give away something cool. It's like just a giveaway. I have a different way of doing it this time. So this time when we do September, it's going to be a little more interesting. But, you know, we're learning as we go, and we make this thing kind of happen as we go. So with that said, Sammy won this last week. It was a Masters of the Universe sword. And it's a sort of, it's not a plushie. It's actually a little harder than a plushie. You definitely don't want to whack anybody with that thing. You pretty well could hurt them. Taylor has smacked the ever loving trolling magic out of me with that a time or two that I have been hit with it. So that's okay too. That's what happens around here when you start acting up. Mafia sticker went out to Artemis Prime, and then of course gave away a classics Moss Man, went to Sniper, so Can't Standra. Little Cassie P, Sugar Mama P, got her a classics win there the other night. I appreciate you guys playing. Syrupy Catterday. Oh, JD Gibbs. So, JD, boy, you in there. JD's Plastic Paradise got his first win, got the Battle Cat. And, man, that's where it's at. So, very cool. JD, you got your Battle Cat. And did Temple of Darkness Sorceress. So, Temple of Darkness Sorceress, one of my favorites. Talked about that the other night. We were doing it. Had the mini comic. Gave that away also with it. So, did the Temple of Darkness Sorceress, who is the white sorceress. She's the white version done in classics. She was out of the mini comic featured that way, so that's why it was done that way. Go back to Pink Tila. We'd like to see that still. But so white sorceress, very cool. Gave her away. She went to old Jakey B, and Jakey B just absolutely cannot wait to get his hands on that dirty birdie. Gave away a jet sled, and the proud recipient of the jet sled was actually Mr. Tom Ace. And so Tom Ace did not feel comfortable giving me his address because he doesn't want you guys to know who he is. He's pissed off so many people that he really was just afraid to give me your address. So he said, out of the goodness of his heart and possibly the fact that he already has two of everything, we're going to give the jet sled away again. So there that is. Eternity War did that. Eternity War Volume Number 1, that goes out to Eric M. Boyd, who was also a couple of those admins over at Motu Evolution jumped in, and they bought up a bunch of spots and sort of cemented their way in, knocking around some of our old regulars who are always winning. So, you guys, it looks like with everybody we've got in here tonight, we should be pretty tough on them tomorrow night for Thursday night if they were to jump in and play, because we've got most of our originals in here. Of course, Mr. Cullen Culp, that's one of our new fellows. Appreciate you being in there, sir. A little pause for the cause for you. Dutchie, your old hat around here now, buddy. You've been around for a while, so Matt Dutch, you're always you're a mafia member now, man. You made man. You've been in for a minute. Lastly, Cullen. So speaking of Cullen won the magazine cover. So that front facing of the 85 magazine cover that went to Mr. Culp, and Waffle Mafia sticker for Freddy Cat. And then gave away one of those NA guys that Mr. Alphabet loves so much. Gave away Karate, the He-Man Predator. And that went out to Mr. Obman. So Brian Obman, one of the admin over at Motu Evolution also. They kind of came in and kicked our teeth in, guys, to be quite honest, for a Saturday night. You know, Lucky Legends has always been dominated by the folks who play. And play and play and play and play. And those folks who seem to consistently play, obviously the more you play, you win. The more you play, the more you can win. So, and obviously you can't win if you don't play. But, again, it's something that we do this for fun. And so you guys jumping in and playing our Lucky Legends folks have always just sort of really dominated anybody jumping in and trying to take the wheel away from us. But not the other night, man. Saturday, it seemed to be some of those cats jumped in. So it was good to see JD at least drag down Battle Cat for us and keep his trophy here within the group. So you have to say boobies for come boobies, man. I really don't have anything to talk about boobies. Actually, boobies. You know, you gotta love the girl. She tries. You throw a little snake armor on it, it's kind of concealed underneath. But either way, man, there's boobies. So, guys, we got about 4 minutes left in this podcast. We have not even talked about literature. We have a little bit. But what we're going to do is we're going to do a little speedy run through with it for you. Talk about what we're going to talk about, because truthfully, we could take 400 minutes and we would never, ever cover the amount of information that's available in this literature. So what I did was I kind of comprised it down a little bit and just sort of smashed it down, talk about it in succession and what all order it kind of goes in, talk about a few of the little things that you guys may or may not know about it. I'm sure that most of you do. There's publication history. But one of the things that I did want to talk about, just because E-Daddy brought it up, you know, saying He-Man should never go in space. And I was saying that, yeah, there actually was a plan for that. And what I thought was interesting was in 76, of course, as you guys know, Mattel turned down the rights to make Star Wars toys. And that just really burned them, man, because it wasn't the fact that they just passed on it. They decided to pass on the space toys. So I think that really they've always sort of had that chip on their shoulder regarding that particular thing happening. We had the 12-inch Big Jim line that was going on, and that was sort of their answer to G.I. Joe. So we had these toy wars going on, Mattel, Hasbro, Kenner, all that good stuff. So Big Jim was sort of the answer to G.I. Joe. That was Mattel's answer to that. But what they were interested in was creating a new line geared towards young boys who would consist of a character that they could really market and push, but they wanted something that would apply evenly over all these different things. So how could we have this one character that applied in a lot of different ways? So the answer to that was kind of how they did Big Jim. So Big Jim had all these different outfits, man, probably one of the most fashionable cats there ever was in the jungle. And speaking of jungles, that's where old Battle Cat came from. So there's a little piece of trivia this week for you guys that don't know. Now you know, old Battle Cat, the vintage Battle Cat, was the same mold used from the original Big Jim series. So we had our jungle cat there. But so the idea being, because Big Jim was this fashionable cat and Mattel was pretty comfortable with that as far as creating accessories and different clothes, they were interested in the original concept for Vicron. So for you guys that don't know, Vicron was one of the original concept pieces. And the concept being that you could have a military person, you could have a barbarian, this big muscle-bound barbarian guy, and you had this space character. So all you had to do was switch him into different outfits, and he could be different things to different people. So that was kind of the idea when things were getting started. Mattel got sued. They get a little pass with that because they can't really determine who was first. Was it Conan? Was it He-Man? You know, what exactly was going on? Because we had some of the early drawings that were possibly inspired. And then, you know, so as that gets super, super muddy, Mattel gets a pass with a blonde He-Man. So He-Man then is born. An interesting thing about cartoons, we talk about Saturday cartoons, and for most of you guys, you know, you say, hey, the cartoons, and I don't know if this is true for me, and I'm sure it's probably true for you guys, but Saturday morning cartoons suck, right? We watch the reruns of these things, and we share the reruns of our 80s stuff with our kids because it didn't suck, right? So why is that? Well, because back in, let's see, what year was this? I actually don't have the year, but it was actually, it happened in the 90s. I do know that. That the FCC cracked down and passed the Children's Television Act that limited the amount of stuff that could sort of be pumped at kids to promote toys and to promote, you know, cartoons basically. So, you know, at that point everything kind of changed and went a different route with the FCC getting their hands and all that good stuff. Of course, that happened around about the time of the 90s for New Adventure, and that's when New Adventures took off. Later beyond that, we had the commemorative series. Then we got into the 2002-2000X line. That lasted about 3 years. We did NECA Staxions, so NECA Staxion figures, if you guys are not aware of those. 2008 Classics, and then, of course, we got into the 2.0 Club Grayskull, and now we're in with Super 7 taking over for Mattel and the reaction figures. So that is a rundown somewhat of the lineage of the He-Man toy figure. But what we're more interested in is, of course, the literature and how the literature got started, what succession it goes in, how exactly should I be reading this. And really, guys, there's no, you know, you can't say, hey, there's a definitive way that you should read this. But obviously, if you get into Eternity War and you haven't read the series prior to, you're going to kind of be missing a few things and you're going to be a little confused. So pause for the cause while we pay our dues. We'll go a couple more minutes here, guys, and then we'll wrap it up. I'm not going to keep you guys much longer than the 30-minute mark because that's what we're trying to do a really quick 30-minute podcast, jump in here and talk about a thing. But been drinking a little too much beer and not running that mouth, so pause for the cause. We'll turn this mother out. Let's get the – get it. Come on now. That's what we do. We'll pause for the cause. Oh, she's foaming, dude. Can't let that get away, man. So, what we've got as far as publication history, if you look at the history of the literature, how that started, we're going to start with our original mini comics. So, the mini comics, those being included 1981 to 1983, and what they're talking about is the original mini comics. So, we're talking about like the Alcala style, we're talking about the early on stuff. And for those of you guys who do not have it, and for those of you who are only listening and not watching what I'm holding up, He-Man Masters of the Universe mini comic collection. This thing is super thick, super beautiful, absolutely glorious. You can see I'm kind of like right in here again. This is the second time through the book. So what you'll see is the 81 to 83 stuff that we had going on was the beginning. And we start out with He-Man and the Power Sword. So we have that beautiful artwork. You've got the boot knife. You've got the green skin man at arms. You've got somebody blasting him from up in Castle Grayskull. We don't know who. Got Red Beast Man. And, of course, Skeletor holding that beautiful Alcala sword there. Now, we don't know, is that the Alcala sword? Is that his energy blade? But in this particular depiction, we do believe it to be the Alcala sword. So, that is the early mini comics. So those are being covered, the 81 to 83. And says they were packaged mini comics with stories about the characters. The early comics, He-Man is a wandering barbarian on Eternia. So we've talked about it a couple times. It's very important to the whole canon of things and how things get going that when this first got started, of course, the character that we have now in classics, Ular, came from the savage He-Man or the jungle barbarian He-Man, and as they try to tie all the stories together in the 2008 classics canon, we get a lot of that crossover and we get a lot of that throwback. Some people like it, some people don't. There's some pieces of it I really like, there's some pieces of it I don't care for at all. But the beautiful thing with He-Man and the Masters of the Universe is so you can pick and choose and the bits and parts that you like and the boobies that you like and the ones that you don't, you just don't have to look at. So yeah, something like that. So I would encourage everybody, He-Man and the Masters of the Universe mini comic collection, please, man, get a hold of this thing. This is one of the heaviest books. It's absolutely crazy. What up, Joito? What's going on, my brother? Waffle that book. Well, that's kind of interesting, Coronado, because as we will be getting together tomorrow night, and Daddy loves literature, you know. So there you go. That's the old mini comic collection. Now, the interesting thing is, of course, we have the mini comic collection. The mini comics, there was a limited run series of those, of course, being packaged in with the characters. So as long as we were getting new figures, we're getting new mini comics. Those original bunch that came out, the first four minis, those are considered the original mini comics. Then in 82, DC Comics, which was a full-size DC Comics, DC had a limited series that they ran. Later on, 85 to 87, that was the continuation of the original mini comics with our vintage figures. We then get into the Princess of Power mini comics that happened in 84 and 86. Or 84 through 86, we had Marvel Star Comics. So if you guys have seen that set of Marvel Star Comics, those things are just absolutely beautiful. We've given away all of them here. We did the full set. We've actually given away a bunch of times. So I need to try to find those for you guys again, because those the stars are just absolutely beautiful. And some of the artwork that's on them, a lot of focus on Hordak on some of them. Mosquito's in there. We've got the Meteorbs are featured. He-Man on Eternia playset, so that, or you know, the towers, so that's pretty sweet. Beyond that, we had UK magazines, back to He-Man mini comics. So of course those were in 89, and that's coming along with New Adventures. We had the Dark Horse mini comics that happened in 2011, so notice the jump. Those jump up to 2011, and then the DC mini comics from 12 to 14, and DC comics in 2012. So why are those listed that way? 2012, 2012 through 2014, because we had a couple different things going on with the DC comics, where it would start out and the series kind of get axed, and then they would come back and it would tie it in, and so they would get started again, and then this particular series kind of tied over to this series. So that is the small piece of thing that I'm going to untangle for you here towards the end. So what we will close the podcast on tonight is basically talking about the last little run, or the most current run of comics, even though I care about the minis the most, and that's the stuff that I really care about. Lucked out and bought some of the newspaper strips not too long ago. They didn't do many. Someone posted their result. PowerCon had been previous stock and recorded. Cullen, that's very cool, man, that you brought that up, because we also have, which, there we go, we have the newspaper comic strips. So He-Man and the Masters Universe newspaper comic strips. If you guys haven't seen this one, absolutely beautiful. It was run in the newspaper, and then of course your Sunday one, you got a colored one, and that was actually colored in, everything else in black and white. And then the colored ones seemed to always kind of recap where they were for the week, and it was a little bit longer. It was the full page panel dedicated to it, as opposed to just being the strips. So very cool. If you guys haven't seen that, also check out the newspaper comic strips book. So newspaper is first. Yes, newspaper is very old. Wile E. Cat, that was back. It was run. I would have to do a little more digging to pull it out for you. And that piece of it, I don't know, is exactly when those were run. I want to say they were around the time of the UK annuals, the magazine annuals. So that was a run within the comic strip. And I'm sure the book probably tells us right within it. And I apologize that I didn't dig out that part of it, but I will look that up for you just to kind of give you an idea there. But what I'm going to focus on, of course, as we wrap this thing up, is the last little run with DC and where we were here at the end of it. So when we get into the 2012, when DC decides that they're going to do the reboot and get things kind of going again with the comic series, they decided that they would do 8 issues in June of 2012. Those 8 issues kind of stand alone, so they don't tie to anything. They go back and they tell the story. Adam is a woodsman, and of course I won't give any of that away, because I hate to give away a story. I think it's very important that when you read a story, when your kids read a story, that they don't have any preconceived notions. Let their imagination do what it does and kind of take it as it comes. So I won't spoil any of that for you whatsoever. July 2012, they did a 6-issue mini-series. So the first series was just called, and when we get into this 2012 DC, it was just called Masters of the Universe. So they did an eight-run issue there, Wile E. Cat, if you're kind of keeping up with that and how that works. Joe Amato, he's in the room. Thank you, good sir. Art book, filmation book, mini comic book, newspaper book, and compendium book. Yes, those are all the Dark Horse books. So if you guys don't have those Dark Horse books, please get them. They're very awesome. Every single one of them, definitely worth the money. Wealth of information in those books. So after we got through that first 8-issue run that was just Masters of the Universe, we got a 6-issue miniseries that was He-Man and the Masters of the Universe. Those were put into what we have after we got that little run. Those got put into a Volume 1, which was He-Man and the Masters of the Universe. And then we got a Volume 2, the Volume 2 being 19 issues. There were 3 story arcs of 6 issues and then 1 prelude. So the interesting thing here is in the center of this storyline, so as we have a Volume 1, and these started in 2012, we've got He-Man and the Masters of the Universe. So we have those going on, and you have that 6-issue miniseries. Then we get into what they dub as Volume 2, and Volume 2 is 19 issues, and it is 3 story arcs over 6 issues, and then you have 1 prelude. The prelude is interesting because it's the prelude to Eternity War. However, in the middle of the series, they're actually, if you stop, you move over to a totally different series, there are 6 comics there, and then you come back to the next issue in that and then lead into Eternity War. So the way that that works is it is a DC versus Masters mashup, and it is where DC put together Masters of the Universe and the Justice League. And so Skeletor stepped through transdimensional portal, has come into Earth. Obviously, he did come into the United States, but he came to Earth. And so that little 6-issue mini mashup, it takes place in Volume 2, as that is read, issues 6 and 7. So if you actually go in the comic, and I think it's interesting, if you get over to 6, at the end of it, it tells you that if you want to know what events took place between 6 and 7, and it's either at the end of 6 or at the beginning of 7, but it tells you to go back and reference the DC mashup with Masters and DC. So it's very interesting if you read it that way, and I actually took the time to do that when I was going through it because I thought, hey, if there's some continuity of the story that I definitely want and I want to see what happened here, then I got to go over here and I got to read about it. Now, understand that it's a little bit different. So it is something that was done as a one-shot, not a one-shot because it wasn't a single issue, but it was actually done as a small series there. And then, of course, that got moved over and sort of placed in between that because that was the timeline in which it took place. We also had the origins that were the one-shots, Hordak, He-Man, Skeletor, they got an origin series. And then after we ended up with that prelude, and it actually says Prelude to Eternity War on it, that's the 19th issue, we then get into the 15-issue run of Eternity War. And for you guys, I can never say enough about Eternity War. Some people like it, some people don't. I always say that to preface the fact that I do. And I don't like all of it. I'm not one of these people. I'm not a teetotaler. I don't jump in there and go, oh, man, you got to love it. You got to love it. With anything Masters, and I think with anything that we're given, there's some things you like and there's some things you don't, and that's okay. And it's some things work and some things don't. But I think as a whole and overall, Eternity War actually works pretty decently. So we do have that. Other than that, beyond Eternity War, we have Thundercats. And that's the He-Man and Thundercats crossover, and I am certainly not getting into that hot mess. So with that said, guys, we do have to wrap it up. I've run the podcast a little bit longer than I promised that I would. Damn those transdimensional portals, boobies, pausing for causes. Motu Evolution, check that out. Go over to The Great Unboxing. For any of this literature, if you guys are interested in, of course, pick up the book so that you can have the stuff in your hands. But if you just want to go over and look at some things, Manlore of our own Lucky Legends fame, and of course of King He-Man and the Masters of the Universe is the name of the page. So King He-Man and the Masters of the Universe. Go over there and check that page out, join that page, and you'll find all the literature that you can handle as far as being able to read those things. Mr. Manlore also put up the other day the Classics canon, so it's kind of the telling of the timeline as it happened with Classics, and I do want to get into that a little bit further next week. So if we can next week, let's talk about classics and the canon for classics and how some of those things work. And I want to do something neat along with that as we do it. So it'll make a lot more sense next week as we start into it and we start telling the story. Our waffles are kind of going to go along with the story. So we're going to tell a story as we go. You guys hang out with me. Let's be a part of that. You guys have seen all my lovelies in the back. We got old Procrustus, and he's a part of that canon as well. And we'll talk about him probably next week also. But it won't be too long before he is discussed. I've got this stuff I need to talk to you about with the old Magic Stilla. And then, of course, my James Manning Attack track hanging out there came out for tonight. We didn't quite get to it, but that's all right. Do a little pause for the calls. And I love each and every one of y'all. Appreciate y'all hanging out with me. And we will call this one in the books. We'll see you tomorrow night for Thirsty Thursday. Come hang out with me, guys. Thanks for hanging out in the chat. I appreciate all you guys. And for those that don't know, now you know. There we go. I'll see y'all. Pause for the calls. Waffle Mafia for life, guys. We'll see you.